Hey guys, welcome back to the Elijah Way. This is now episode 7 that we're getting started. Thanks for tuning in and that subscribe button for me. Alrighty, welcome back to the Elijah Way. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, especially in today's like economy and society. So many like truth and revelations that's been kind of spewing and coming out, and it's just been interesting to really see, especially with TikTok and music industry and just so much like that's been going on in the world. And that's kind of why I wanted to start off with the today's news of it. Everything has just been kind of weary, and I just want to pray for everyone and make sure everyone's good. But yeah, so I do want to start with my Warriors in the NBA. Currently they're in number 10 right now. It's not looking the greatest for my team. I'm really hoping we can squeeze some momentum in these last couple weeks, but we shall see. As of right now in the NBA is so like, especially in the West, it's so sporadic, like at the bottom. And then at the top four, it's kind of like separated by like 2-3 games. So we still see like how the season is going to play out and who's going to end up in these playoff spots. That's really where I'm just looking forward to, because matchups are key, especially in the NBA. It just depends on who you get matched up with. So definitely looking forward to seeing more of that. In recent news, I was reading that a list of Spider-Man films are actually coming to theaters in the next month or so. I believe they're airing Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, The Amazing Spider-Mans, and Tom Holland Spider-Mans. So yeah, I'm interested to see, like, to go to the theaters and actually like see some of the Spider-Man movies, because I wasn't like old enough like to remember like the first ones, like 1, 2 and like 3 in theaters. So it'd just be like a real cool thing to like see and like go and experience. So just really like intrigued by Sony doing that, just because Madam Web didn't really do the greatest, and I think they're trying to make their money back by, you know, releasing these Spider-Man movies into theaters. Also, folks, it is also March Madness season, and if you're like a huge betting or into betting on games or parlays and everything, I would highly recommend tapping into March Madness, just because it's just a fun like element of it, and just, I don't know, check it out, watch a few games, and enjoy yourself. I believe that is all for today's news. The last thing that I did want to cover was just more into the TikTok banning and everything. It sucks that they ended up wanting to ban TikTok. It's just crazy, because how fast that they all agreed to pass on a bill concerning TikTok. And it's just crazy, because everything that you just see like now from the society that's coming up and generation is coming up, we're realizing what the higher ups, or like, you know, in the Supreme Court and in Congress, we notice what they care about, and it's not about what we care about. So it's just very interesting just going into voting season and just getting more older and being more understanding of how the system works. So just very intriguing, and I'll say to everyone, stay tuned and keep watching. And yeah, that is all for today's news. Alrighty, so the next show that I wanted to talk to you guys about just recently came back on is called Invincible. I kind of like really like this show, but I'm not gonna lie, and I'm kind of pissed off at them, because this season 2 is taking forever to like air. They started season 2 back in kind of at the end or half of last year. I want to say around September or October. And then they went on a mid-season break after the first four episodes. And it ended like in December. And we're just now finally getting episode five. So it's really like baffling that we're having to wait this long just for the new season. But now that it's here, we got episode five. Episode five was really good. I would say spoilers, it's definitely intact with this because, oh man, this episode is really, really good. The main character, Mark, he comes back from being from outer space. Apparently now he has a brother and he has to take care of his brother. And it's the show of like how they made it, how they made this is very like comic booky, but like also like the gore factor is like real. It's like very real life. And I kind of like it. It's very much like similarities to The Boys and just in like the cartoon version of it. But yeah, with Mark coming back to Earth, he's kind of checking on his family and just make sure they're okay. But of course, something big is coming to Earth and he has to go defend it. And it's so crazy because it's like Martians and like they like humans don't really do good against Martians. Apparently it's like some parasite and trying to attack him. It's crazy. The plot just kind of went everywhere. But what I really wanted to talk to you guys about in this episode was the later half, where on Earth you have the rest of the team, like the superhero team on Earth, they're getting folded by this lizard squad. And you have one person get died. I think her name was Duplicate. She ended up getting like snapped in half. It was kind of crazy. And then this one girl, I think her name was Ray. She ended up like shrinking small and tried to, some dude ate her. And I guess she tried to expand more inside him and she ended up like getting ate. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. I'm really liking the Rex redemption story. It's really cool. I didn't really like his character, but it's kind of making you like want to like his character. So I really think that was like kind of good as well. But yes, if you haven't seen Invincible, it is on Amazon Prime, and it's really good. And I'm very, very interested to see how the rest of the season plays out. Alrighty, so the next show that I wanted to talk to you guys about, it just recently came back on. It comes on Stars, actually, and it's called BMF. So this show is centered around Detroit time with Big Meech, and like how his whole organization and how it was, and I want to say in the 80s and 90s, and just how his whole big drug like takeover was kind of crazy. He had his hands in a lot of like areas, and it's just kind of interesting to see how it plays out on the show. Now, with the show, it's like it's good, but it's like some of like the accurate like representation of it, it doesn't hit sometimes, and it's just kind of like I'm like, I remember seeing something after the second episode. They said that Meech, the actor that was playing him, which is his son, he had AirPods in. So it was like AirPods wasn't like invented back in that time. So it's just like it didn't make sense. And then some of the acting scenes be kind of shaky. I would say like some of the writing as well is like just a little shaky compared to like all the other shows that Starz produced and like 50 Cent and his company produced and everything. But I'm just interested to see how the rest of this season play out. If you're interested in BMFL, it comes on every Friday, I believe. And it's, like I said, it's a show centered around Detroit, big niche. If you interested, go tap into it. So following along with BMF, I did wanted to talk to you guys about Ghosts. This is book two of Power series. It's with Ghost's son Tariq. So I just found out some news on the new season that's coming, and actually it's like their last season, and kind of like shocked by it, because this show is like, out of all the spinoffs, there's like Raising Kanan, Force with Tommy. I didn't really see this one like ending so soon. Like this Ghost Book 2, all their seasons have been kind of like lit, like just judging from like the social media like aspect of it, and like just all the writing is in that one. I feel like it shouldn't be ending, but I mean, now it's like ending, so it's like, I guess they're dropping two parts. One comes out in like September, and the first one comes out in June, and I think the second one comes out like September, November or something. But I don't know, I'm very interested to kind of see like how it's gonna end, I guess, because I'm still like in shock that it's ending. Tariq, I feel like he still has a lot like more developing to do, and I don't feel like this one season is gonna like show that, but like, I guess we're gonna see how it's gonna all play out, because the ending of the last season, him and Brady went on a run, so we're just gonna kind of see how it play out. And I'm hoping like it ends really well. It's just, it sucks that the show ended up getting canceled. Hit me up on Instagram at the Elijah Way and let me know you guys' thoughts on it. Alrighty, so we're gonna start a new game or like theme for this segment of the Elijah Way. So I actually got this from TikTok, which surprisingly is getting banned pretty soon, but hey, let's take advantage of it while we can, right? So it's called Pick Five, Cut Five. And I came up with a list, and it's for favorite horror movies of mine, and I'm going to choose to pick five, and then I'm going to choose to cut five. So it's a total of 10 movies, and I'm choosing between them. So first things first, I'm going to start off with naming all the movies. First movie is Halloween, H2O. The second movie is A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original. The first Scream, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, the second one, The Conjuring, Carrie, Dawn of the Dead, Texas Chainsaw, the original, Cloverfield, and World War Z. So those are the 10 movies, and I am going to pick five and cut five out of these. So first thing first, I always like to start with the picking, like which one I'm going to say. First movie that I think I'm going to save on here is Dawn of the Dead. I really, really like Dawn of the Dead. I don't know if you guys seen it before, but it's really good. It's a really good zombie movie, and came out like in 2004, and it was like really, really good, and I can't see this movie not like being in my top five. So since I had to let one go, I have to, well, I have, since I kept one, I'm sorry, I have to let one go. The movie that I'm thinking I'm going to have to let go, it's tough. Vodana the Dead, I think I'm going to have to take that over Carrie right now. Alrighty. So the next movie that I'm going to save, I'm thinking I'm going to have to save the Scream movie. Why I chose the Scream movie, it's just the original, and the original Scream movie, I feel like it's like very goated. That's really why I chose Scream. So the next movie that I will have to cut, I'm gonna have to say Texas Chainsaw, just because I thought the original was, it was good, but in terms of like when I'm choosing between Scream and Chainsaw, Texas Chainsaw, I'm gonna have to choose Scream. So I'm gonna cut Texas Chainsaw. Alrighty. So the next movie that I'm thinking that I'm going to save is I'm have to say Cloverfield. Cloverfield was a really popular movie. I want to say 2008-2009. It kind of mimicked like Godzilla, like, but like the stakes in that movie was crazy. It was just crazy. The next movie that I'll have to cut, then I'm gonna have to say The Conjuring. Yeah, I love The Conjuring, but it's so weird because it's like I don't really like the style of like the demonic like style like movies, but like The Conjuring was like one of the ones that really like legit scared me. But on this one, I gotta cut this one, and then I gotta keep Cloverfield. Yeah. So the next one that I'm gonna have to say, this is hard because my last four options are Halloween H2O, A Nightmare on Elm Street original, I Know What You Did Last Summer 2, and World War Z 2. So, the next one that I'm going to have to say is probably Halloween H2O. I really enjoyed that movie. I think it's probably one of the best movies of the franchise. And if you haven't seen that one, this was with Michael Myers, of course. Please go tap into it. And I'm going to have to cut A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original. I hate that I'm doing this. I think that's the best film of The Nightmare on Elm Street. But it's just in terms of like going against Halloween, I think Halloween is better than A Nightmare on Elm Street, personally. So, yeah, I don't have to cut A Nightmare on Elm Street. So, that leaves World War Z and I Know What You Did Last Summer 2. This is also another tough decision for me because I really love World War Z. I think that movie is really good. But in the terms of I Know What You Did Last Summer 2, that's a classic for me. So, I'm going to have to cut World War Z on this one. But what makes this up for me, I end up keeping Dawn of the Dead. So, at least, like, in terms of zombie movies, those are two best zombie movies. But on this one, I'm going to have to go with I Know What You Did Last Summer 2, just because Brandy was in this movie. I feel like this was a really good sequel to the first one. The stakes were a little bit higher, and it was a much, like, faster pace as well. So, the movies that I ended up picking out of my five, Halloween H2O, Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer 2, Dawn of the Dead, and Cloverfield. That was my pick 5, cut 5, and thank you for listening. Alrighty, guys. So that was episode 7 of The Elijah Way. I definitely want to thank you guys for listening. And tune in to the next episode. I will be having a special guest. And it's going to be some fun topics that we go over. But in all, thank you for listening to The Elijah Way. and catch me next time. Also, too, go follow us on social media on Instagram, The Elijah Way, and then also follow my clothing brand, The Elijah Culture. It's now available in on the Spreadshop and in stores. If you check out my Instagram, it will definitely be on there. But thank you for listening to Elijah Way. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. And yeah, thank you.